Jane. Not one. Neither did I. I just watched him. All he did was thank me for letting him wear my hound's tooth. He hung it up on a hanger and put it in the closet. Then, when he was taking off his tie, he asked me if I'd written his goddamn composition for him. I told him it was over on his goddamn bed. He walked over and read it while he was unbuttoning his shirt. He stood there reading it and sort of stroking his bare chest and stomach, with this very stupid expression on his face. He was always stroking his stomach or his chest. He was mad about himself. All of a sudden he said, "For Christ's sake, Holden, this is about a goddamn baseball glove." "So what?" I said, cold as hell. "What do you mean, so what? I told you it had to be about a goddamn room or a house or something." "You said it had to be descriptive. What the hell's the difference if it's about a baseball glove? God damn it." He was sore as hell. He was really furious. "You always do everything back asswards." He looked at me. "No wonder you're flunking the hell out of here," he said. "You don't do one damn thing the way you're supposed to. I mean it. Not one damn thing." "All right, give it back to me then," I said. I went over and pulled it right out of his goddamn hand. Then I tore it up. "What the hell'd you do that for?" he said. I didn't even answer him. I just threw the pieces in the wastebasket. Then I lay down on my bed, and we both didn't say anything for a long time.